Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Half Hour Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host Peter, joined as usual by Tom and Donny. How are you doing, Donny?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
Had better weeks. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm good, Peter. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Right, we'll do our usual. We'll go back into our league top three if I can find it first. This is some good news for Donny. He is sitting pretty still at the top, extended his lead. He's now at 865 points this week. He's now 227 overall. Melvino's still second, 32 points this week, 223 overall. And Theon is third, 27 points and 2217 overall. So that's a healthy 40-point lead built up there for Donny. So that's something to build on for looking at the last five fixtures of the season.
Fingers crossed.
Right, wherever. And also the Half Hour Fantasy Podcast Cup first round is in the bag. So how'd we all get on? Donny, you get knocked out by up-and-coming star Muna Rambo. Thoughts?
Oh, it is what it is. You know, you've got to take your chances, and he's certainly done that with his wild card and triple captain. So, nah, fair play. Listen to the pod, engages actively on Twitter. So, well done and good luck.
Tom gets through a squeaky bum to you, the triple threat with your father and a character called Jai Hearn. 1 point in it between Jai Hearn, and you beat your dad on goal score. So, how's your thoughts going to next round?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's not looking good so far. We'll see what the split throws up.
Fairy tale of the cup. And I snuck through with the lowest points scored to get through. If I played anybody else, I'd been knocked out. I just want to make a shout out to Hugh Wardrobe from the Caravan, who got knocked out with 84 points. If he'd have played anybody else in the draw, apart from Hoofball Pod Hamish, he'd have been through. That just shows you the luck in this. So we'll more in the cup later, but we'll do the draw from the second round live at the end of the podcast. But anyway, I digress. Back into fantasy football matters. So this game week, I thought it was game week / 32-33, but also the apps just basically cut the week off the end of it by the looks of it, according to their tweets. So this was game week 32, and next week will be 33, and it'll finish in 37 rather than 38 because of that blank week at the start of the season. Right, anyway, so I will go first because I had the lowest points this week. 32 points overall. I'm back down to tight 63rd, so it's like a yo-yo. 69 one week, 52nd last week, back to 63. And my points were as follow: Clark for 2 points in goals, Strain 1 point, Tavernier captain 2, Fish 2, Fitzwater 1, Clarkson 9, Moy 1, Cantwell 2, Morelos 2, Furuhashi vice captain 1, and Van Veen 9 for a disappointing 32 points. So I believe you're sitting second. So Tom's let you go. What's your point score and rank?
So my rank is 21st. So I think that was a red arrow. I got 40 points total. In goals, I had George for nothing. I had Egan Riley for 1, Strain for 1, Captain Tav 2, and Devlin 2. Midfield was Kelly for 2, Ginelli 19, who's still flagged, Cantwell 2, Vice Captain Furuhashi for 1, Van Veen for 9. The Duke for 1.
Okay, Don, over to you.
So I scored 42 points this week. It was George and goals for 0, Carter Vickers 2, Captain Tav 2, Cochrane 13, Pollock 7, Tillman 3, O'Hara 2, Cantwell 2, Nisbet 1, Kyogo vice-captain 1 and Van Veen 9. So that's my 42. Global score is 2281. I was 8th the last time we talked. I'm now down to 13th. So a red arrow for me too.
Yeah, just one of those crazy weeks. I guess if you're on Hearts, you've done well. If you haven't, then you've kind of had a low part week. But we'll go on to that. So we'll go to the results of the game week. So we had the Saturday early kickoff, Hearts 6, Ross County 1. And then St Mirren 0, Kilmarnock 2, St Johnson 1, Hibs 1, Dundee United 2, Livingston 0, Celtic 1, Motherwell 1. And Sunday, Aberdeen 2, Rangers 0. So over to you, Tom.
Okay, so we start off with the lunchtime kickoff, which was Hearts 6, Ross County 1. A few goals for Hearts. The first one was scored by Cochrane with an assist from Ginelli. Ginelli then scored with an assist from Devlin. Shanklin scored with an assist from Cochrane. Shanklin got a penalty. Ginelli scored with an assist from Cochrane. And then Shanklin scored again. For Ross County, it was Awura Edwards that got the consolation goal, and that was the penalty. The obvious player in this game was probably Shanklin. He got a hat-trick. He had 7 shots, 4 of which were on target. And he also hit the woodwork as well, so it could have been 4. Ginelli wasn't far behind either. He had 6 shots with 3 shots on target and managed to bag himself a brace. Unfortunately, no clean sheet for Hearts, but Cochrane owners were well compensated with his haul of 13 points, so not too bad there. I don't think we're going to see score lines like this now that the split's here, but Hearts do seem to be fired up. I kept Ginelli myself when I seen the lineups, and I'm glad I did because he definitely saved my game week. However, going ahead, it's perhaps maybe concerning not owning Shanklin, so I'll be interested to hear what you guys have got to say on that one. I'll come to you first, Danny.
Yeah, so I've got Cochrane in my team, and he'd have actually been transferred out had he not been in the starting lineup because he's missed the last couple of games. So had they not conceded that late goal, I probably would have got through in the cup because he conceded the penalty and he lost a clean sheet. So I lost out on a few points there. But for Ross County, I think this is the team that will finish bottom. They're struggling to score and they're starting to lose ground on the teams above them. So even in a bottom six situation, that's not going to be easy. Hearts, I mean, it's a great result. There were 5 losing games in a row, so this will be a welcome win, but again, it was against the bottom team, and they still couldn't keep a clean sheet, so I would just watch. They'll have their top 6 fixtures to contend with, so if you do have Shanklin, Ginelli, you're just going to have to watch there. I'll talk more about that later on. I'm not ready to make the jump just yet, and as for Ross County, I think just stay away from them. I think Hearts, there is value in Shanklin. If you have them, great, keep them. Getting to them might be difficult for teams because you've probably got other holes that you want to fix. And I'm sure the likes of Kyoko is going to come good sooner or later. So that's just, you're going to have to see how that one pans out. But good result, but I wouldn't read too much into it because they've got a lot of harder games to come.
Peter, come to you next.
Yep, Ross County, I think after watching that duel, a team is going to go down. I'd be very surprised now. I've been saying for weeks, avoid, avoid, avoid. I'd be very surprised if they get out of this situation they're in. It would be a great escape for certainly. The thing with Hearts, I thought after the game was, this was the worst team in the league. They won, they absolutely hammered them, fair enough. But now they're playing the top 6 teams. And do I want to lump in with them? I'm still saying no. If they go out next week, well, the week after next, sorry, and Hammerhead have got the first round, Don will let us know that later in his dive, then maybe. But as it stands, I'm still very wary of Hearts. Shankland's, yeah, good option, but there's other options out there still scoring goals and they can't keep a clean sheet. I am not impressed yet. If they go out and do well in the next game, fair enough, then I'll maybe start thinking about it. But I still think it's a 1-1 out of 6, so I'm still on the avoid right now.
Mm-hmm. Our next fixture then is Celtic 1, Motherwell 1. For Celtic, it was McGregor that scored with an assist from Iwata. For Motherwell, it was Van Veen with an assist from Slattery. Van Veen continues his great form. He was the only player in this fixture to get more than a single shot on target, which is crazy when the opposition is an attacking, well, usually attacking Celtic, who only collectively managed 5. Obviously, Celtic were missing Yorta, missing Moy and Hatate. So a little bit disjointed there. Starfelt had a few chances from set pieces. He missed a few headed opportunities there. And there's also the factor of the semi-final as well. If they can beat Rangers on the weekend, then they're potentially on for a treble. So perhaps they were holding back and saving themselves now that the league is all but wrapped up. Still, I wouldn't be getting rid of Celtic assets just yet. In terms of Motherwell, their momentum continues. They still seem well motivated. And when you look at their post-split fixtures, each fixture looks great on paper. So previously, for myself, I felt like a triple up would be a good move. And that's probably something I'm going to be working towards now that the split's here and this fixture's out of the way. Peter, what's your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I watched this on my phone, Flyleaf Ebrell. I was away from my wife, kind of, I was texting people, the phone was in the background. As Brown West End, nice place to go for a cocktail or a pint of cider, just a wee plug there. Feel free to send it in the DMs and sponsor us. Motherwell looked good again. I think Van Veen is in his great form. I mean, every time the ball dropped him, he was a menace. They were playing like a deep fence and kind of a long ball to Van Veen, and also the goal came through the same. Greg Taylor was left and rinsed inside out. It reminds me of that old, can you remember, I think it was a David Weir years ago where he was facing the wrong direction as a photo took. You know, like somebody's, I couldn't even play against where there's a photo again with Greg Taylor and it's like it's paused and he's facing the total opposite way of Van Veen's on the goal. So it's one of these. He's turned inside out. He put his weight one side, Van Veen clocked it another way and that was it. Celtic did look light. Looked like they missed a few of the players, Jota, Hatate, for example. And I don't know, just me, it's maybe like, it was a kind of dress rehearsal for the semi-final by playing Iwata and McGregor against Motherwell at home. Seemed a bit strange, so that's the only reason I can maybe think why they both played in this formation. Didn't look at their best. I suppose you can't complain when they're in the league. Assets-wise, Moy was benched again, so that's worrying going forward because he's still in my team. I think everybody else played, but I know Donny's got Carlos Vickers, he was an injury scare, but he came through it current scare, so he's fine. So I think it's just my case if you get some of the players in your team, you're looking to see the team line up for this weekend and injuries and another week before the next game after that for players come back. So it's just kind of keep your eyes and ears peeled. Does that make sense? Keep your eyes peeled and your ears open. There we go.
Donny, what's your opinion on this one?
Yeah, so it was a bad day at the office for Celtic. However, they still came up smelling their roses come Sunday night. No value in terms of fantasy. You know, I doubt folk have got McGregor and less so what are no clean sheets. So I think everyone's missed out on the same points there. Van Veen, it's just, you know, can't stop him at the moment. And the bottom six fixtures are kind. I think he's a hold for the rest of the season. Celtic-wise, I've still got Jota and Kyogo and Carter Vickers. Ideally, I'd get rid of Carter Vickers because there's a lot of money being held up there and it's very little clean sheets coming off the back of it, but it's like everything else. You've probably got holes elsewhere, but those two I will keep. Celtic can win the league in their next game, so I think they'll go gung-ho there. And then probably ease off towards the end of the season. So I know there's questions about old firm assets and stuff, so just be careful there. But nothing else to say about this game.
Yep. Just on that, Tom, 2 seconds, with Donny's and Carter Vickers, I think see if Celtic do win on Sunday, I think you see Carter Vickers out for the rest of the season with operation, so it's what you go forward, Donny. I know Angie's been quite coy about it, and said, no, he's fine, but there is an injury issue there, and I think with a lower league potential in the final, if they get there,
yeah,
I think he won't be risked. If he wins the semi final, I think he'll be out for the rest of the season. That's my thoughts on it. Could be wrong, but that's what I think.
Yep. Our next fixture then, we've got Dundee United 2, Livingston 0. For Dundee United, it was McGrath that scored with an assist from Harks, and then Fletcher scored the second with an assist from Fotheringham. Fletcher and McGrath still seem to be the source of goals in the resurgent Dundee United team here. They are in a position of safety at the minute in 10th. However, there's still a lot of work to be done to maintain that. There's not a lot in the between the bottom four, so there's going to be a scrap possibly towards the end of this to the end of the season, to the last game week. In terms of Livingston, they finished 7th before the split. And I think this is a team that's firmly on the beach. They had a single shot on target, which came from Shinny, and that left Dundee United's defence untested. In terms of clean sheets, I'm not too sure they'll come in abundance for either team, as there's a lot of teams, as we said, that are going to be scrapping for survival. So I'm not too sure about investing in the defence, but I like McGrath, I like Fletcher. They've been fairly consistent over the past few game weeks. I'll come with you first this time, Peter. What do you reckon?
Yep, and you called it last week, Tom McGrath, or that was Donny's. Is that Donny's differential?
Yep.
Sorry,
Donny called it.
Yep. Finally, Goodwin's got a tune in them, 3 wins and trots. So I think their team you could be targeting in the last five because you look like they're in form. I'm going to go, in fact, I'll just go Livingston first. Livingston do look on the beach. There's a lot of players out of contract into the season, so I think there's a lot of players now going to be wanting to seal their moves elsewhere and not risk themselves too much. I read online, Martindale said they're going to have to shorten their budget again next year. So, again, he's going to have to work with his purse strings even tighter. So, I don't know if that's maybe demoralising for himself as well as a player. So, I'm not saying target Livingston because you know they have to beat in the World Cup result, but I wouldn't be lumping on them. And I maybe think they're safe enough, they're not going to get down. I'm not going to say, bloody hell, go for it. I think I would be targeting the teams at Livingston who have got something to play for, because I think they are on the beach. Dundee United, I think you should be going for maybe one or two players if you can, if they're going to stick this way. BH, Tom, you always kind of cried him out before. Good left back, attacking going forward, he's good. I think it will probably be hard to have McGrath and Fletcher in your team because we've got players there already. We've made messages players before. But if you want to be different, go for a punt, try to play fast and loose and get yourself your minor league tables or up the rankings, then why not?
Yep. What's your thoughts, Donny?
Yeah, I think credit where credit's due for Dundee United. It's 3 wins in a row after a patchy start under Jim Goodwin. So I think you have to admire the job that he's done there. 9 points from bottom of the league is quite a lot. So I think they have done well. McGrath, as I say, mentioned him last week. He did come off injured, so just keep an eye on that one. I guess in some way it makes Fletcher more attractive because he would probably be on penalties in McGrath's absence. But those two are the only real standouts from that team. It's whether you want to take a punt. It's up to you. Livingston, I mentioned it last week, they're a 1-3, 1-4 team. I think in the last five games, you might get one clean sheet out of that team, but probably very little else, and certainly no other value in the rest of the squad. So, yeah, Dundee United keeping up their good form. Livingston, they'll be gutted to miss out in the top six, but as Peter said, I think that's them checked out now. So, if you've got a player, put them on the bench, but I wouldn't go looking if you're trying to find a cheap asset to stay away.
Mm-hmm. Next fixture then, we've got St Johnston 1, Hibs 1. For St Johnston, it was Stevie May that scored with an assist from Witherspoon. For Hibs, it was Lewis Stevenson with an assist from Ewan. Also to note there that Jago got a red card in the 48th minute. Hibs' form still poor. I know they got a win against Hearts last week, but Hearts were fairly uninspiring up until this game week, so not a lot to shout about. Ellie Ewan is still getting returns, but I think there is still better options available in that striker role. We're kind of spoilt for choice now that Shanklin's seems to be more of an option again. The rest of Hibs are an avoid from me, as are St Johnston as a whole. Stevie May had some form, he bagged a goal in this game, but again, much like the situation with Ewan, there's much better striker options out there without having to opt for him. Neither defences are providing anything either. And again, it's an avoid. Like Egan Riley, his days are numbered in my team. He's probably top target for going. What about yourself, Donny? What do you reckon about Hibs?
Top six, they're going to have some hard fixtures and not really any standouts. That being said, I did take in Nisbet this week for Miowski, so that pretty much tells you how my game week went. Just no luck. As far as St Johnstone are concerned, probably a good result for them, because United and Killie both won, so it's just keeping them ahead of the pack down there. Hibs would have been more disappointing not to made anything else out of the game. They'll probably feel hard done by with the red card. But I think what we saw from Shinny the week before, I'm not really sure they can have much to argue about. It's just one of those ones where the follow through looks nasty. To say Nisbet was a 1 week punt. Looking at the fixtures that are coming, I might just keep him in there and see how he gets on. But St Johnstone are hard to avoid. Hibs, again, I wouldn't really be looking to load up. If you have them, fair enough, but it's not a team that I'm desperately leaning towards at this moment in time.
Yep. Peter?
Yeah, pretty much same as Donny. St Johnstone's are hard to avoid. They've got their point here, so I suppose they can take that and run. I can see him probably think about maybe 1 or 2 points, probably just enough to get yourself away from it and stay out of it. Hibs, I kind of fear for him in the split because I think they're going to play a lot of teams and I don't really see them getting much points. I really don't. So, I know this was a punt. Ewan returns every so often, but I just think there's better value out there. We mentioned Motherwell before and Dundee United now and I might go on to another team the next game, I think. But, there's not much in both these teams I'd be happy to hang my hat on going forward.
Yeah. Next one then, we've got St Mirren 0, Kilmarnock 2. For Kilmarnock, it was Liam Donnelly that scored with an assist from Vassell, and then Deutsch scored the second with an assist from Danny Armstrong. Killy had a point to prove after the dismal display against Celtic. They did create the most chances. I was quite surprised at St Mirren's performance, given they were at home and they were trying for top six. I expected at least a draw from them. But given the way the results fell for Hibs and Livingston, they finished top half anyway. So it worked out well for them in the end. But I was expecting more, given O'Hara's form and stuff as well. For Kilmarnock, the relegation dogfight is on. I don't know if I would start investing Kilmarnock just yet. We need to kind of see which players will start consistently returning. I know Danny Armstrong has had form previously this season, but if he is just chipping in with the odd assist, then I think there's perhaps better midfield options elsewhere. But Kilmarnock are perhaps a team to keep an eye on, given that there's definitely something to play for and they've managed to produce a result away from home here. Peter, I'll come to you first this time.
Yeah, St Mirren, kind of slightly disappointed performance. I've watched a lot of highlights this game, actually, and I thought they'd be more up for it, considering the top six was at stake. They could be a team now that falls under the whole under-reach mentality, so we'll see in the next game week. They're there now, and I suppose they might not be challenging for Europe, but he did say after the game, the manager, that they've worked hard all season. This one result, this performance, it can allow because they've worked so hard the rest of the results. So hopefully this is one off. There's still value there. With Kilmarnock, Donny's get to earlier on, I think that makes them viable a wee bit more. There's other players you mentioned, there's other teams, but they've got three home games, is that right, Donny, in the split?
Ooh.
We'll get to them, right? I think they've got three home games.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Livingston at home, St Johnstone at home, right. And Ross County
so
at home.
They're actually pretty decent at home. The record's all right. So three home games at home, they're starting to play for. So it's, if you want to be differential, you want to take points, it could be something to look at. I mean, Armstrong's a standout player, but everybody's going to maybe hit him. So I don't know what his ownership is. But I think I'm looking forward to watching the dog fight for the bottom, even though Sky Sports isn't covering any of these games by the way going forward. But on you go.
Donny, anything to add there?
I mean, it was a surprising result. Kilmarnock's first away win of the season. So I don't think anyone would have predicted that. I doubt anyone made points from the game because, let's face it, we've all got St Mirren defence, possibly midfield. So it's just one of those game weeks. St Mirren, we talk about Strain and O'Hara. There's still holds for me, but they're probably the first players I would look at if I am needing to make changes. Obviously, Strain's going to have matches against Rangers, Celtic, Aberdeen, Hearts. Hibs, I don't think is such a bad prospect. So they'll be lucky if they get one clean sheet out of those games. So if I'm looking to make changes, they'll probably be the first players that I look at. I just I never trust the bottom six teams. They're there for a reason. If you were to take a punt, I think you have to go for the likes of Taylor at the back. You might get a clean sheet and a goal out of. Armstrong has been popping up. Vassell's a name that I've seen quite regularly in the last few weeks. That could be a differential. But they're all going to be punts. So it's a risk whether you want to do that or not. It's up to you. But St Mirren, happy to be in the top six. Outside chance of Europe, I guess they'll all take points off of each other, but it's certainly been a good season for them overall.
Yep. And our final fixture then, we've got Aberdeen 2, Rangers 0. Goals came from Scales and then Mayovsky with an assist from Clarkson. It feels like Clarkson seems to get an assist every game week. He's doing well, ticking along nicely. There was nothing for Duke, but Mayovsky owners, it was their time to shine when he got the goal. And another clean sheet for Aberdeen too. Their defensive form recently has been excellent. I kind of thought they would struggle with clean sheets after last game week, obviously coming up against Rangers and then going into the split. But after this performance, I may be proved wrong and that might not be the case. So I think the options of Roos and Pollock and maybe even Scales now is still on the table. For Rangers, you could argue the same thing as we did for Celtic. They may be holding back for the semi-final. I'll probably stick with Tav. I got Cantwell in, but I don't think I'll be looking to add a third Rangers player until after Celtic play Rangers. But we'll come to that when we're discussing the split fixtures. I wonder if they will kind of take their foot off the gas and just see out the season, obviously excluding that game against Celtic. Something to consider, but Beale obviously has his own goals and will be pushing for results towards the end of the season to try and end on a high. I'll come to you first, Donny. What's your thoughts on the Rangers squad?
Right, strap yourselves in. I'm still not over this result. Okay, so let's get on to it. First home win over Rangers in 7 years. That's back in a time when I was still in my 30s and had most of my hair. So well done. Oh, wait, sorry, what's that? Oh, I thought it was the open top bus going past. Yep, congratulations to Aberdeen winning their cup final for the season against a team they say don't exist. So, yeah, well done. Given the mood in the city right now, I would just have my whole squad Aberdeen players because they believe they're world beaters at the moment. So just 1-11, go Aberdeen, you'll be fine. In the real fantasy world, however, I think there is a shout to have three Aberdeen players across the park. I think from a defensive point of view, you can have the goalkeeper, you can have the defenders. The only point of note I would say about Scales is he would miss the Celtic game, so you don't get four matches out of that. In the middle, Clarkson, he loves a game against Rangers, like the rest of them. And up front, Duke or Mayovsky, you're just going to have to go with a coin toss there. It's been Duke relatively recently, but Mayovsky popped up. They will play Rangers and Celtic, but the other three games will all be competitive. So I think if they want to finish third, then they're going to have a good chance there. They're on form, and I do believe that they will finish in third place. Rangers, on the flip side, I have my concerns defensively. Without Goldson, we're in a bit of a train wreck. If you're on the double, you probably would want to ease off as far as that's concerned. I've got Cantwell and Tillman. Not sure if that works as a duo. When it comes together, it's good. When it doesn't, you're probably hamstrung. So Tav, Tillman or Cantwell, I would say there. And as a differential, it probably would be somebody like Morelos. But you're going to have games like this, maybe games against Celtic where he doesn't feature. So it's a tricky one. It's just a team that has run its course. The cycle ended probably when we won the league and we should have shipped a lot of these guys out. We've tried to keep it going and it's not worked. Combined with bad injuries, it's just been disappointing. Keep an eye on the semi-final. Obviously, looking hopefully to win it, but if we don't... then obviously everything's gone for the season and I would expect Beale to start making changes. you know, setting the squad up for what he thinks will work next season. So again, look at the fixtures, look at the early team news and make your changes from there. It's a tough one to take, but the good news is I might be in my 50s before that happens again. So fingers crossed.
What about you, Peter? What's your thoughts?
Nothing to add. Now I'm looking at that. That was taking me all done. Well done. I didn't expect that. I thought Rangers would have been right up for it after second drop points on Saturday. So I know, Donnie, you said you expected a draw and you texted the chat.
Yeah, I did.
I think Aberdeen was just on it. I think we can say they were definitely on it. They've been playing well. I think your shout for three Aberdeen players is a valid one because I think they were pushing for Europe. I know they start at Rangers and then they finish at Celtic. So depends how much he's trusted them. You can use bench trick first game. But they three games in the middle and the three games I think Aberdeen you can target for other teams, I think they will be right on it. I don't see any reason why you think they would not take the victory over St Mirren, Hibs and Hearts. So that's me. Rangers going forward, I think I'm a bit what Tom said, a bit of keeping ourselves prepared for the semi, but I would, if they do get beat on Sunday, then I
when you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I think there could be a lot of players with their heads down and beach time for the end of the season, so it is one to watch and going forward. And like Donnie said, if they're out and they're not to play for, be might start just playing players who are going to play for next season. So you might see players who normally play just all of a sudden out the window, so it's something to watch for. For example, I've got Morelos, but if it's not to play for, will he keep playing Morelos? Will he go for another player up front?
That's nobody else.
No, but he might just put Sakala in. I don't know, he might try something different because his players are going to be there next season. So it's just one to watch team news, and also speaking may have a big impact on how the rest of the season goes for Celtic and Rangers, so team-wise.
Mm-hmm. Just to conclude then, we've got our top 10 for the game week. Coming at number one was Shankland with 25 points, Ginelli with 19, Liam Scales got 13, as did Cochrane. Callum McGregor got 11, Miowski got 11, Danny Armstrong and Liam Donnelly at Kilmarnock both got 10, Stephen Fletcher got 10, and Clarkson at Aberdeen got 9. That is 0 goalkeepers, 2 defenders, 5 mids, and 3 forwards. Anything to note there?
Just if you were on Hearts, I think you've made your money there. me taking out Miowski for Nisbets cost me 10 points. So that's a sore one. But this is it. It was very much a week of those who have and those who have not. So if you got your red arrow, it's because you had no hearts. And if you got your green arrow, it's because you had your hearts assets in the right time.
Yep. If you touch, there you go. If you locked out, and then some of the players mates there, like Gregor, for example, there's not many people on him as a third tier option. So I think it is, as I can testify, I think we all could dismiss this week. Kind of the points came quite low that we didn't have much heart, so we paid the price.
Yep, that's us.
All right, Donald, for you, you're going to take us through a dive of the split.
So. Yes, so the fixtures came out about 11 o'clock, so I've quickly pulled together who's playing who, and I'll go over the top six and then the bottom six. I'll not read through out every single game week who's playing. It's available online. I'll retweet it once I come off and you can have a look. But the first games, I'll certainly talk through. So if we look at the top six, we've got Celtic have the next league game away to Hearts, so that's where they can win the league. Hibs are at home to St Mirren, and Rangers have got a rematch against Aberdeen, so that'll be an interesting one there. So some of the things that I've seen for the final few games is that Hearts game for Celtic, I think is a big target for me. Celtic will want to win the league in style. They usually do well against Hearts. I've still got triple captain, so that's one that I will be eyeing up in terms of Celtic going big. Rangers, as I say, they'll be able to get revenge on Aberdeen straight away, fingers crossed. Obviously, they'll have the Cup semi-final and then that, and then they'll have Celtic again. So it could be a miserable month of May for me, or it could be good. We'll just have to wait and see. I think you can both tell how I feel right now that I've not got high hopes. Aberdeen, if they do want to finish third, they're going to have to do it the hard way because they've got Rangers away, Celtic away and Hearts away. So they're going to have to get some points out of those matches. The Celtic away match is the last game of the season. They might have a chance there. Celtic will probably be away by then, you'd think. But the Hearts game will be a key one. Hearts have got a tough fixture coming up. They'll obviously host Celtic in that first game week. So if you do have Ginelli and Shanklin from the previous game week, you'll need to decide whether you're going to hold on those with a visit of Celtic. So just be careful there. Hibs have got a tough run in. They play St Mirren first of all, and then they go on a run of Aberdeen away, Rangers, Celtic both at home, and then Hearts away. So as much as we're talking kindly about Hibs, those fixtures just don't really go in their favour. And as for St Mirren, I think they'll just be happy to be in the top six. They've got trips to Celtic and Aberdeen before Rangers at home, so they don't even have a good run after the Hibs game, so probably just stay clear of those. So overall, I would target Celtic in the Hearts game, maybe cool off because you'll have the Old Firm, and then after that you do see team news for the last four Celtic games, but I think they will heavily rotate. Aberdeen, Hibs and Hearts, they should all be competitive fixtures. So just take your pick based on how the form is going. I favour Aberdeen. They have a run of three games without Rangers, two of which are at home. So I think there's definite value there. And St Mirren, I would just avoid. So that's the top six in a nutshell. Peter, any thoughts on that one?
Yeah, Aberdeen think in the middle, and also what I would say is if Hearts are still in Europe with a chance in the last game of the season against Hibs at home, I think that would be a pretty decent, nice point for the last game. I mean, if Hearts have got to win to get through to Europe.
So in terms of the top six, obviously Hearts have had a good result there, but they're obviously the playing Celtic. They're at home, so there is the opportunity there to perhaps capitalise on Celtic's defence, who have been a little bit leaky. So even then, if you're bringing in Shankland, you might still get a goal or a penalty or something there. for Hibs, I'm not really convinced by their form. And as Peter said, in terms of St Mirren, they may well be on the beach a bit now. Aberdeen's the form team, so those guys would probably be targeting. However, they're away to Rangers, and Rangers may want to seek revenge after that result there. So I'd maybe start loading up on Aberdeen after this game week, perhaps looking at Clarkson or the defence. Other than that, I'd say that's probably me for the top six. Yeah, that's be my approach.
It'll all go in form. I mean, if Rangers, God forbid, lose the semi-final and then Aberdeen come down and steal a result, then Aberdeen will be bouncing and there's no reason why they can't take those games. But fingers crossed Rangers win all those games and put the silencers on them. So looking at the bottom six, again, I'll just go down as it is in the table. So we've got Livingston, first of all. They should have an easy ride in the bottom six. However, they've only got two home games and it's probably against the two most informed teams in the league. So it's hard to get excited. If you have a Livingston defender, you could hold on to him. I think, as I said before, you may get one clean sheet out of those fixtures, but not much else. Motherwell, it's the team that we've ranted on for a few weeks now and we're hoping that they remain competitive in the bottom six. I think they do have generous fixtures, three home games for the bottom three teams. Should give them confidence and fingers crossed that they are competitive matches. St Johnstone, they've faced two of the tougher teams first up. Both games are at home, however, so whilst they're not an immediate risk of relegation, if they fail to take points here and results go the other way, they could quickly find themselves in trouble. Dundee United, we've talked about the three wins in a row, easily the most informed team in the bottom six. They have two home games against Ross County and Killy, probably two of the worst teams in the league. So they'll be looking to get something from there. As I said, from a United point of view, I'd be happy to hold a United player for the last five games. Kilmarnock, well, they've got three home games, so that's certainly fixtures that would favour them. That's St Johnstone and Ross County are two of those games, so that'll be ones that they're looking to target to stay in the division. However, as I mentioned before, it's not a team that I'm looking to back in terms of my fantasy football team. But Ross County, they're currently the bottom side in the league. They've only got two home games and tough away trips to Dundee United and Motherwell, Killy as well. I think they're the team that will finish bottom and I think they would struggle to come back up, losing their finances as a SPFL team. Overall, I think Motherwell and Dundee United really float my boat. They don't play each other till game week 37, so you've got a clear run before they actually come against each other. Livingston, if you've got a defender, then yeah, you might still get value. The rest of the teams are all targets. As I said before, I don't like the bottom six because they are teams that are bad on form and results can go against a team very quickly. Peter, thoughts on the bottom six?
Yep, well covered. I would still back Motherwell. I think if Motherwell, if Kate Rolls are earlier, they would be a bottom six team. But they are, I think, sort of play for the end of the season. They've got players in form, Van Veen. So I'd still triple up them. And I've got a sneaky wee punt for Dundee United and Kilmarnock. The rest, I probably wouldn't even bother getting over me.
And Tom, anything in the bottom six sticks your fancy?
Just the same as Peter, Motherwell and Dundee United are probably the two teams to target in terms of bringing in their players. Kilmarnock. Now, Kilmarnock obviously did well away at St Mirren there. They're away to Motherwell. So if they can show some promise in that fixture, the game after that, they're at home to Livingston, then at home to St Johnstone, and then we'll finish the season at home to Ross County. So if there's players that start to stand out, then I could be persuaded to jump on those guys.
Plus, by the last game of the season, Ross County could be gone and Kilmarnock could be fighting for 11th or 10th position. So it's,
yeah,
again, it's something that you watch week to week and where the situation lands, where, as Donnie mentions, teams in form and how positional wise for Europe or relegation goes. Okay, well done, Don. It was excellent. Yep. So we'll move on to a couple of questions, then we'll do the cup draw. So First question was from Ewan Gold. It's at EG255. So he's got a wild card. So his question is, initial thoughts on a wild card team post-split? Also, we can see how you look to structure teams after the split. Go bigger, the best of the bottom, or stick six, or stick with top six players in better teams. So we've kind of really covered most of that through the pod. So Donny, if you had a wild card, how would you kind of roughly structure it?
I'd still have three Rangers, three Celtic, potentially two or three Aberdeen. So already that takes you to nine. I'd have a United in there, a couple of Motherwell in there, you know, Shankland in there. It's almost your full quota, and just run with that. And then if I see any team either in form or out of form, just make changes there. But I wouldn't be making massive overhauls. I mean, we don't have wild cards, and I think my team's pretty well set up. Apart from my St Mirren assets, I've got pretty much the players that I would want. But I think, although we've talked about rotation and Rangers and Celtic, you know, things will be settled within the next week, I still think they're the two best teams in the league. They've got deep enough squads that you can have your regular picks week in, week out, and I don't think they'd be at risk of rotation. But as I say, Aberdeen, United, Motherwell, Hearts to a certain extent, all going to offer value. So that's what I'd be looking at.
Tom, how would you structure yourself in a wild card if you had one?
I don't know if I'd triple up on Celtic and Rangers. Celtic away to Hearts, Rangers at home to Aberdeen, who they struggled against this weekend, and then they play each other. So for the wild card, I'd maybe go two from each, and then at least you can try and load them up onto the bench for when they play each other, and then triple up for the final three fixtures. And then use the wild card to try and target those teams that we just mentioned when we're kind of breaking down the top six and bottom six there.
Yeah, I'm kind of similar, but the way I kind of do it, I'd still three Rangers, three Celtic, because when they play each other in game week two, you've got Aberdeen at home at Hibs, so you could have your treble and your team there playing, and your mother all the way to St Johnson, which I find is a little strongly there, so you could easily flip the team out and only have one player or two playing for each team and the rest bench-wise. I'd be happy to go with three Celtic, three Rangers, three Motherwell. There's nine isn't it already. Maybe two Aberdeen. And then, like you say, we mentioned Shankland potentially, a Kilmarnock for any player. And then what we do is use my transfers from the wild card on just to like watch how it's all played out, and you just transfers accordingly to get yourself into the best position of players playing for teams who are still starting to play for. Because if you do go into game week three, Don says you do see Celtic team news for all the fixtures after the second one. So if they start rotating players, you can start selling these players out and bring players out to start to play for by this point. And then you can obviously your value in the issue at this point, you'll be able to do that. Right, next question. Silent Bats has wrote, why can't I see Fergie with the app? I can't manage my team. I think we've recovered. No, we have covered that yet, haven't we? It'll go back into my teams after the split fixtures are in the app. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. The app was, obviously, they didn't know how the fixtures were going to pan out. It's not updated yet. I was in having a quick look, but they'll get it fixed pretty quickly. So you should be able to see the teams how you're used to seeing them. They are there in the My Results section. So you can see your points and stuff.
You've got 2 weeks. I'm sure they'll have it set up, sorted, and then you'll be able to fit about your team after that. And last up is from John Cameron. That's at Cammy37. Rotation risk for Celtic / Rangers due to large squad size and nothing to play for, giving squad game time. Blooding youth. ETC also dropping need motivation, a la Celtic Motherwell. Very high for me. So I don't think you'll have any issues with motivation for these first two games of Celtic Rangers, because Rangers want revenge, Celtic will win the league. I don't have any risk of motivation in the second game because they play each other. It's that game onwards. So I wouldn't be making any moves the first two games, and then it's a game. It's looking at team news and taking it for their third game onwards. What's your thoughts on that, Donny?
Yeah, I agree. And then even somebody like Taff might not be a fixture-proof come that third game week. You could easily see him being rested. But likes of him, Cantwell, Raskin, obviously Beale players, they're probably going to play every game. It's Celtic, you know, somebody like McGregor who scored last game week, probably pen him in and playing every week. So, as I say, with the way the fixtures are panning out, Celtic, you're going to have four out of the five games early team news, and Rangers, you're going to have three out of the five early team news. So there's enough data there that you should be able to make your changes accordingly. But as Tom said, you could just set up with 2-2 and go that way. But I think with 3-3, it allows you to then take out and punt elsewhere, depending on what you see.
Tom, thoughts on the rotation risk at Rangers?
Yeah, I agree with yourself. I don't think it's going to impact us until after they play each other. Then at that point, I mean, we're already kind of seeing it at Celtic just now with Kyogo coming off at half-time in favour of to play 45 minutes. Some of these guys need a bit of game time. The wingers, with Jota being out, some wingers have had a chance to get some game time just now, so that might not be a big an impact. Or the potential is just to get through that Celtic Rangers game and then just wrap some of these players that are maybe carrying a knock or an injury, just wrap them up in cotton wool for the rest of the season. So something to keep an eye on. But as Donny said, we're going to get a lot of early team news, so definitely set your alarms for that.
Right, so Donny's mentioned the fixtures, not in the app yet. So before we go to the cup draw, you know the first round of fixtures, captain, vice-captain, transfers, thoughts. Donny, a couple of you have kind of alluded, you might be using a triple captain, so what's your thoughts?
Transfers, I'm not so sure. I'll wait for the app to update, wait to see how the fixtures look on my phone and if there is any injuries by the time we get there. So transfers, I'll put a hold on. Captain, vice-captain, I've still got Tavi and Kyogo. That seems to be what I choose every week. But with Rangers playing Aberdeen, do I want to go Tav? You know, we've been pretty fragile at the back. Not sure. This would probably be my best chance to play triple captain. Kyogo, away to Hearts, as I say, they would want to really stamp their authority in that game. My only concern is you don't see team use. So if I'm playing a triple captain and it goes all wrong, I'll blow up in my face. So I'll wait till near the time. It's Tav, Kyogo, now, which might change to a triple captain, Kyogo, if I'm feeling lucky.
Tom, your thoughts on transfers, triple captain, vice captain? I know it's 2 weeks away, but just initial thoughts.
In terms of transfer, I did see Egan Riley's for the chop, but they're at home to St Mirren, who potentially could be on the beach. I've still got Kelly in midfield at Livingston, so he could make way for McGrath if McGrath is still an option if he's not injured. Egan Riley could go for Max Johnson at Motherwell. Spittles, another midfield option. Obviously, we talked about the Motherwell triple up there as well, so that could be an option there as well. I'd agree with Donny, Captain Tav doesn't look too appealing just now. So you could go with Kyogo, where there is the option of possible assists and bonus there as well. I do kind of worry that he gets taken off early, though. That's the only thing. We've already seen it at Kilmarnock when he came off for O. So it's a tough one this week. I think Vice, probably Van Veen, given the goal threat. He's on form. Nice fixture as well. Captaincy, not sure about. Maybe Kyogo.
Yep, captain's a vice-captain here. I do think Tavernier still, hoping Aberdeen, I think they'll do a penalty. Vice-captain, Van Veen potentially. I still think Fuel could score a goal, but it's like minutes managed again. It depends. I mean, if they do run right to win the league, he could be involved in all the goals. So it's just something to watch near the time. Transfer, I mean, I've got a Livingston defender in there. Yeah, ready him. Who to bring in? To bring in. See, I don't know. It's a tricky one. It is a tricky fixture this week. Or does this roll the transfer, look how the team looks out? With Donny's, when you see that, how your fixtures look out, and roll it for week two when then Aberdeen's available, and then Motherwell's got St Johnson, Aberdeen's at home, Celtic Rangers, and I can maybe shift the team about and change it because we'll have the kickoff for that game again, Rangers Celtic. So, for example, if Morelis has dropped or Catmull's dropped, then I can shift it then. So I think I'm leaning towards rolling if the fixtures look okay when I see it on the app.
Yeah.
Then take that for game week two going onwards. I think that's what I'm going to do. Right, so we'll finish with the cup draw then, right? So let me do a couple of bits of housekeeping here. 24 names in the cup. So obviously you can tell it's not an even number I mentioned last week. So there'll be 12 winners and there'll be 4 lucky losers. So at the end of next game week, the 4 teams out with the highest point score will get into the last 16. And then 30 homers, that's a straight 16-8-4-2 to the winner. This is the last random draw. The next draw will be done on the computer then, as I said last week. Team number 1 plus team number 2 plus team number 3 for 2016. You know your route to the final and how you're going to get there, who you need to beat. So who wants to do home game? Who wants to do home teams this week?
Oh, Tom, you can do the home teams.
Okay.
And you got pen and paper ready?
Good to go.
Right, so again, the same as last week. I've got 28 names. You pick a number twice. I'll just go to the number underneath it and mark it off. So that way there's no kind of stall in the podcast. So Tom, you can go first. Give me a name and number. Or not name, the number even.
24.
Is Barracuda last year's champion of the Cup and the Fantasy League?
14.
Is Ewan RFC 83?
18.
Sutty Show?
Number 2.
John Easton?
13.
Is FPL General?
Number 9.
Scoosh 2605?
21.
Peter 92?
19.
Is Moana Rambo? Dead Donnie's proxy.
5.
Swig 31.
12.
Me, Pedro.
number 3.
O'Byrne 89.
Number 10.
Tom.
Number 16.
Football Pod Scobie.
Number 23.
Liam Murphy, 79.
Number 1.
Fitpa Pod, John.
Number 4.
Hoofball Pod, Ben.
11.
Ash Nairn, 88.
Number 22.
Josh Mack _ 05.
8.
Beyond the Pale.
20.
Cammy 37.
15.
Hoofball Pod Hewitt.
Number 6.
Hoofball Pod Hamish. Apparently Hoofball Pods.
7.
Andy Penman.
And that should leave 17.
And that is Gavin 383-221-01. Perhaps Gavin will remember the 3's name. There you go. That's the draw 24. I'll put that online later. And like I said, the 4 lucky losers will get to the last 16, and then that'll be online. So we'll know any podcast next week because it is a cup game, so not to cover. So any tweets we'll be doing online, whatever. And the week after that, I'm on holiday. So unless you want to man up, do it yourselves, so you'll need to make another week because I'm in Valletta. So I'm not going back to do the podcast in time. Not standing up, so it's fine. We're missing a week out then. I'll just do questions online. I don't know. None of you want to take up the mantle.
If Rangers lose, they'll be talking about that for another week in a row. So.
Right, okay. So, again, I'll keep this updated. There's no podcast. Obviously, I'll still update the cup, and I will keep it ticking online. I'll still have my trusted Twitter. Hopefully, it works in Valletta and Malta, and I can still update things. So, that is us. So, before we go, guys, get your outro. Yeah, your outro. Plugs in, even. Donny?
I am at FFS _ Donny.
Tom?
And I'm at FFS _ Scout.
And Fantasy Half. So, we'll see you next week. Or no, I won't. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.